BC. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. I'm so excited. People always come up to me. I was out last night and they said, well, what are you doing? You have a date? You're going to go to a ball game? You're going to, and the answer to the question was, I don't know. This is one of those weeks when you've been working so hard Monday through Thursday that when you get around to Friday and people say, well, what are you up to?
Aww.
Yeah, I can't tell them. If you put a gun in my head, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch some baseball on TV. I'm going to watch my beloved St. Louis Cardinals. They're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
What's more American than baseball and apple pie? I might have both. I might do both this weekend. Anyway, today is the day that we celebrate. It's the day that we work really hard to get to, because once we're there, we learn that it's the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
I just love it. Oh, come on. You know what day it is. It is Friday. It's the day that we work hard to get to, and we are there. Yeah. You just got to love it. Those of you that listen 24/7 to this program, okay? I love that song. I absolutely love that song. Those of you that listen to this program on a regular basis know, if you listen to the program in its entirety, that we do these little 10-second, they're teases, they're liners, they're little promotional announcements. And you know we do this on a regular basis to tell you what's going to be on the next edition of Live and Local Now. And what did I promise? I promised the president was going to speak in New Hampshire, in Manchester, New Hampshire, which he did last night, actually yesterday afternoon, our time. We know that you may not have time with picking up the kids at soccer, and now you got to pick the kids up at school after extracurriculars. We know you may not have time to listen. I get that. So what we do is we monitor what the president is saying and bring you the highlights. For instance, yesterday in New Hampshire, in Manchester, New Hampshire, the president talking, this is cut three, by the way, the big differences between the GOP and the Dems when it comes to something critical like sanctuary cities.
Democrats want to open borders and Republicans want strong borders. That's your difference. One wants open borders. Who can even think of an open border? Think of it. Even though many people that come into our country are wonderful people, they're still coming in illegally. They're not coming in through merit. But what about the bad ones? We have serious, serious criminals that want to come in. And if we had open borders, they would be flowing in like you've never seen before. Democrats want open borders. They don't mind crime. We do mind crime. And that's the way it is. Democrats also support deadly sanctuary cities. Last year alone, sanctuary cities declined. More than 17,000 requests from federal authorities to hand over criminal aliens already in their custody. In other words, 17,000 criminal aliens were released by these cities directly into U.S. communities. You don't understand even what the hell are they doing? What are they doing? 17,000. Republicans believe our cities should be sanctuaries for law-abiding Americans, not for criminal aliens. And we will always support the amazing heroes of ICE and Border Patrol, and we will always support law enforcement. Every Democrat candidate also wants to give illegal immigrants free welfare. Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens, and we should reduce our taxes and many other things with all of that money that we're talking about. We need to elect a strong Republican majority to end sanctuary cities, stop human traffickers, stop drug smugglers, and adopt an immigration system that puts the needs of American workers and families first.
Remember that.
I love that. That, to me, is what this campaign is going to be about. Compare and contrast. You know, what is it the Democrats, what is the Democrat vision for America? It's giveaways, it's sanctuary cities, it's free health care for illegals, it's open borders. And I think the vast majority of Americans are not going to be for open borders. I haven't seen any polling, but logic just tells me it's going to make us less safe. It's going to make us like a third world country. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the president talks about making America safer. Making America safer. Think about that. Especially after what we saw in Dayton and El Paso. And Gilroy and so many other places. Oh, well, 1 October. Would you like the streets of Nevada to be safer? I would think so. We'll get to that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall. On the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Claver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Claver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Claver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
It's Friday, already. A wop, bop, a loo, bop, the weekend's here.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
I should run.
So good to have you with us live and local now, brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. If you want a free review, call Sam right now. He's waiting by the phone. He'd love to hear from you. Tell him Kevin sent you. Sam Peters, 702-870-4000. No matter where you live in the state of Nevada, he wants to talk to you. That's 702-870-4000. Okay, the president on the road yesterday, Manchester, New Hampshire, and talked about making us safer.
We are fighting to reduce violent crime. You see so much of it over the last 25 years, so much crime. And ensure that every American can live in safety and peace. And yet, with all that you see, we've had one of the best years of crime prevention that we've ever had. Wouldn't seem that way, but it is one of the best years because those gentlemen that we just saw, law enforcement, they do a great job. About this a lot lately. We are working very hard to make sure We keep guns out of the hands of insane people and those who are mentally sick and shouldn't have guns. But people have to remember, however, that there is a mental illness problem that has to be dealt with. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun.
That'll end up in a campaign ad. I can almost promise you that that line will make its way into a Trump campaign ad. This was so funny. The president is really good at this. In a self-deprecating way, but he essentially, it's like what he told African Americans. What do you have to lose? I mean, that's essentially what his pitch to African Americans was. What do you have to lose? You know, you've been a voting Democrat all these decades, and what's it gotten you? Nothing. Well, he has now come upon a new line. This is cut 7, by the way. Cut 7. Why you have to vote for Donald J. Trump. Why you have to support his reelection campaign. This was the president yesterday.
The United States right now has the hottest economy anywhere in the world. We're rebuilding that awesome might that we were just talking about, our United States Armed Forces. America is working again, America is winning again, and America is respected again, respected like never before. They respect us again, and you see it. You know, a recent poll came out where it showed that President Obama was more popular in Germany and other places than I am. And I said, of course he's more popular. He's not demanding that they pay for their protection that we provide. He's not doing that. I'm doing that. And in fact, if I was the most popular, I'm not doing my job right. Okay? So true. We've created over 6 million new jobs since the election. If I would have said that during the campaign, those people back there would have been headlines. More than 7 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps. Since my election, the number of new businesses starting in the great state of New Hampshire has skyrocketed by almost 25%. And you can't really go by my election. You got to go by November 9th because, you know, the markets have gone through the roof since November 9th. That's the day after I won the election. So I won the election. The markets went up thousands of points. Things started happening. You started doing things that you would have never, even though I didn't get sworn in until January 20th. But they refused to do that. And let me tell you, if for some reason I wouldn't have won the election, these markets would have crashed. And that'll happen even more so in 2020. See, the bottom line is, I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that, but you have no choice but to vote for me because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's gonna be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you gotta vote for me.
I just love that. I'm sorry, but I just love that. You have to vote for me. I mean, your 401k is depending on it. That was the president in Manchester, New Hampshire. More from the president And it's funny the way he does this. For instance, let's see if we can squeeze this in. This is the president talking about former campaign aide Corey Lewandowski. It's cut six. The president yesterday in Manchester.
The first person that I put on the campaign, he was driving me wild. He said, I'm saying you can win, sir. You can win. I'm telling you, you can win. He loves this state. He's from this state. He said, you can win, sir. I'm just telling you. And I had him on for month after month. He'd come drive me crazy. He'd say, you can win, you can win, you can win. And finally, we said, let's give it a shot. And I had Corey, I had Hope, I had just a couple of people. We had a rather lean and mean staff. But Corey Lewandowski loves your state, loves New Hampshire. He was the first one that talked about us possibly winning the whole big ball game. And he's tough, and he's smart, and I'm hearing he's thinking about running for the Senate from New Hampshire. I don't know. I think it'd be tough to beat. I'll tell you one thing, he'll go into Washington and he's gonna have you in mind. He's going to do a job if he does do it. So we'll see what happens. He hasn't made up his mind yet, but he would be fantastic. And I guess it's something you go back and you talk to your family, you talk to your wife, and you make a decision. They're all saying, are you going to support him? I said, I don't know if he's running.
I just love that. Corey Lewandowski, by the way, is expected September 13th and 14th, CPAC West and the Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch. Yeah. 2 days of fun in Northern Nevada. I hope you're going to be a part of it. The CPAC West events are absolutely free. You know that? Corey Lewandowski will be speaking. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the president at rally speech in Manchester, into the belly of the beast. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thanks, but no thanks, is what Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is saying to Israeli officials after the Jewish state reversed course and said that it would allow her to visit her elderly grandmother in the West Bank this Sunday as she'd planned. Now the Michigan Democrat, who's a Muslim, who's been very critical of Israeli policies towards the Palestinians, has tweeted, conditions placed on her visit are oppressive, so she's not going to make it. New York's Democratic mayor is pledging all the help needed by the New York City Police Department after 9 police officers commit suicide since the year began.
We are going to do everything conceivable to help officers and to stop this.
Mayor Bill de Blasio there, the 8th and 9th cops to kill themselves, did so this week. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Good morning, party!
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. It's Friday, and we celebrate Friday on this program. You may have heard the news on Rashida Tlaib. She was being allowed into Israel for a humanitarian deal, visiting her 90-year-old grandmother. But she was not going to be able to hold news conferences and make anti-Israel statements while she was there. Rashida Tlaib said, well, then I'm not coming. Okay. But I want you to hear the rationale of one member of Congress. Before Israel relented this morning and said, it's okay if you come over, but for a humanitarian mission. Let's go to cut two. This is Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas. Was on with Don Lemon last night asking Israel to essentially reconsider its ban on the two Democrats. Here it is.
I believe Israel should reconsider and allow these two sitting members of Congress to do their oversight duties.
But he said they hate all Jews.
And I asked the question, what proof does he have? I have no proof of that. And I've not seen any evidence of hatred from those two members. They have different opinions from many of us. They have different opinions from many people in the United States Congress and many people in the United States. But they have opinions that are the same that some people have in the United States. But the most important point is if diplomacy is diplomacy, then what it means is that you engage. You allow discussion and dissent and debate, and that's what our Constitution protects. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, we hold that very dear.
Yeah.
And so I would just ask the leadership of Israel to reconsider and take note of the fact that AIPAC, a strong, strong, resolved organization for the survival, support, and promotion of the people of Israel in Israel, has indicated that that was wrongheaded and that Israel should open its doors to these two members of Congress.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. That was Sheila Jackson Lee. Rashida Tlaib was going to be allowed to go to Israel, but now she has decided, if you're not going to let me make speeches and inflammatory statements that are anti-Israel, well, then I'm not coming. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My give a damn's busted. You wanted to go? They were going to let you go. They were going to let you go on a humanitarian mission to see your grandmother, who's 90 years old, might be your last opportunity. But apparently, she views the politics of this more important than being able to see grandma. And that's kind of sad. I mean, it really is. On another front, we have found one Republican senator who thinks that getting sensible gun control laws in place is a good thing and thinks that it is possible. This is cut one. And this is Susan Collins. She is, the rhino from Maine. But just in her defense, she is for sensible, not common sense, but sensible gun control measures.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're trying to put forward in terms of gun reforms and gun measures. You have been a lone voice for this in the Republican Party, but you've said that you think that now there is a moment to actually pass some legislation here. Tell me how that plays out and who's in favor of it.
Well, I do. First of all, I'm working with Senator Pat Toomey and Joe Manchin and with the White House on making sure that we close some loopholes in the background check system to ensure that people with criminal records or who are mentally ill cannot purchase firearms. That's something we ought to be able to unite around. Now, I'm not talking about foolish restrictions on family members. I wouldn't support, for example, the House pass bill because it is overreach. It goes too far. But if we can come together working with President Trump, working with colleagues on both sides of the aisle and say that if you advertise the sale of a firearm over the internet, there should be a background check, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. You know, do you think that the president will stick with this? Because unfortunately, what we've seen too many times, I mean, people say this is the moment because of Dayton and El Paso, but I have said, you know, if it wasn't the moment after Sandy Hook, Why should anyone believe that once a few weeks pass, it doesn't go away?
Well, the president has been engaged, and he's talked to Senator McConnell, who has indicated a willingness to bring that bill to the floor.
Do you think that'll happen? Do you think Mitch McConnell will take it up?
I do, and I think we'll see some sort of red flag bill with very strong due process
protections. And can you get the House to on board with that? Because, you know, I know they've said that they're not interested in anything that doesn't include universal background checks, which you're not in favor of, right?
No, I'm for comprehensive, common sense background checks. You know, I grew up in northern Maine where responsible gun ownership was part of the heritage of virtually every family. But people don't want criminals and people with serious mental illness to be able to purchase firearms. That's just common sense. I think the difference this time is we've had three incidents so close together. Then look at what happened in Philadelphia as well. And we have the president saying that he is on board. So my hope is that the Democrats truly want a solution and some progress, and that they're not going to play political games with this issue.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Susan Collins with Martha McCallum from Fox News, the senator from Maine. And she thinks that sensible gun control legislation is possible. I'm assuming then she is supporting the Manchin-Toomey bill, which would exclude over-the-back fence or family, transactions.
Well, you know, anything's really possible.
I know. So that's Susan Collins. Again, she's a rhino. Consider the source. But there is at least one member of the U.S. Senate willing to at least bring up some of this stuff. She does say that the House bill is dead. That's one of the things she said in the interview. Now, when we return, more on the president and his trip to New Hampshire. You're going to love this, the way he wraps up his speech. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. We're going to take a break. More news. We continue. It's Friday. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry, nothing.
Oh, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen.
My give a damn's busted.
I just love that. I absolutely love Joe D. Messina, country singer. But boy, what an incredible song. I want to go back to the president of the United States, because he did a great job, I thought, yesterday, of differentiating what it is Democrats want to turn America into and the direction that America is headed under Donald J. Trump. Let's go to cut four. This is the president of the United States.
Virtually every top Democrat also now supports late-term abortion, ripping babies straight from the mother's womb, right up until the moment of birth. And in the case of the Virginia governor, he's having a rough, rough time. In his case, the baby is born. And then he goes to talk to the mother. The doctor talks to the mother. The baby is now born, wrapped, as he said. And then they decide whether or not to execute the baby. I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift of God. Hard to believe, isn't it? Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and socialism. The Republican Party is the party of freedom. We are the party of the American worker, the American family, and the American dream. And I'm fighting for you each and every day.
I just think the president is so at ease and so good. I mean, he in that rally speech mode, and again, they could have filled that place. I think the president said 3 or 4 times. There were so many people on the waiting list and outside that could not get in. The fire marshal simply would not let them get in. I want you to hear how he wraps up this rally speech. And it's a little different than what we're used to. He used to go into that Make America Great Again, and the crowd would go nuts. But he's kind of changed up the way he ends these speeches. I'm not sure that it's as good as the way he used to do it. But here again, let's go to cut 8. This is the President of the United States.
We believe in the dignity of work and in the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. And through every day and every challenge, our hearts beat to the words of the New Hampshire state motto, live free or die. Fighting for every American mom and dad who wants to protect this land of liberty for their precious, beautiful children. We are fighting for every young boy and girl who deserves to grow up in a nation of builders and dreamers, pioneers and patriots. And we are fighting for every citizen of the greatest republic on the face of this earth. Every day, my presidency, we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us, the brave, this beautiful, strong, proud, and free future. It belongs to us. It's up to us. We control our own destiny. And with your help, your devotion and your drive, we are going to keep on working, we are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one great movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. Together we are making America wealthy again. We are making America strong again. We are making America safe again. And we are making America great again. Thank you, New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you. That was great. I thought that was special. The President of the United States, one of the things that he did really well in yesterday's speech, and that was the big differences when it comes to sanctuary cities. I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in. This is cut number 3. This is the President talking about the differences with the GOP and the Dems relative to sanctuary cities. Here it is.
Democrats want to open borders, and Republicans want strong borders. That's your difference. One wants open borders. Who can even think of an open border? Think of it. Even though many people that come into our country are wonderful people, they're still coming in illegally. They're not coming in through merit. But what about the bad ones? We have serious, serious criminals that want to come in. And if we had open borders, they would be flowing in like you've never seen before. Democrats want open borders. They don't mind crime. We do mind crime. And that's the way it is. Democrats also support deadly sanctuary cities. Last year alone, sanctuary cities declined. More than 17,000 requests from federal authorities to hand over criminal aliens already in their custody. In other words, 17,000 criminal aliens were released by these cities directly into U.S. communities. You don't understand even what the hell are they doing? What are they doing? 17,000. Republicans believe our cities should be sanctuaries for law-abiding Americans, not for criminal aliens. And we will always support the amazing heroes of ICE and Border Patrol, and we will always support law enforcement. Every Democrat candidate also wants to give illegal immigrants free welfare. Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens, and we should reduce our taxes and many other things with all of that money that we're talking about. We need to elect a strong Republican majority to end sanctuary cities, stop human traffickers, stop drug smugglers, and adopt an immigration system that puts the needs of American workers and families first.
I love it. I love it. Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. She'll join us. We'll find out when the next MAGA meetup is going to be here in Southern Nevada. Really a great program where they go and they just go have, it's kind of like a happy hour. It's so much fun. Stick around. More to do. We're going to take you to Rico Aller after 11 o'clock. Our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada. He's traveling today across the state of Nevada. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.